Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, December 18, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article American Writers. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where knowledge is just a click away. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving deep into the world of American writers. We'll explore the tapestry of storytelling that defines the American literary tradition, from early narrators to contemporary voices. So let's embark on this literary journey together. When we think about American literature, the names that often spring to mind are those of Mark Twain, Emily Dickinson, or even more contemporary figures like Toni Morrison and Stephen King. But the story of American writing is as vast and varied as the country itself. It's a narrative that encapsulates the dreams, struggles, and spirit of a nation. Now let's take a trip back in time to the colonial period. Early American writers often focused on themes of religion and exploration. The literature of this era primarily consisted of travelogues, diaries, and sermons. Have you ever wondered how religious belief and the quest for a new life in an unexplored world shaped the foundations of American literature? One might say it created a blend of idealism and realism that continues to thread its way through American storytelling. Moving forward to the 19th century, we encounter the transcendentalists like Ralph Waldo Emerson and Henry David Thoreau. They pushed the boundaries of traditional thinking and advocated for individualism and self-reliance. Thoreau's work, Walden, for instance, is not just a book, it's a manifesto for simple living in natural surroundings. Do you think this transcendentalist perspective on nature and individualism still resonates in our fast-paced, technology-driven world today? This period also witnessed the rise of the Romantic movement. Who can forget Edgar Allan Poe's Gothic tales or Nathaniel Hawthorne's exploration of moral complexities in stories like The Scarlet Letter? Their works reflect a fascination with the darker, more mysterious facets of the human experience. How do you think the notions of guilt, sin, and redemption in Hawthorne's works speak to the social challenges we face today? With the Industrial Revolution, we see a shift towards realism. Writers like William Dean Howells and Henry James began to focus on the ordinary lives of people, highlighting society's everyday struggles and societal norms. Do you find such reflections of everyday life comforting or unchallenging in literature? Could it be that these realistic narratives are more potent now as we seek to understand our roles within society? Entering the 20th century, the American literary voice became more diverse. The Harlem Renaissance, for example, was a significant turning point. Writers like Langston Hughes and Zora Neale Hurston filled their works with themes of identity, race, and culture. It was a time when African American writers expressed their reality with unprecedented candor and creativity. What lessons do you think contemporary society can draw from the rich cultural dialogues initiated during the Harlem Renaissance? Let's not forget about the Beat Generation in the post-war era, characterized by nonconformity and a deep skepticism towards authority. Writers like Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg broke conventional rules and explored themes of spirituality, consumerism, and hedonism. Are there parallels to be drawn between the counterculture rebellion of the Beats and today's digital age dissenters? As we approach the contemporary era, American literature is marked by its diversity and the depth of its voices. From the magical realism of Gabriel Garcia Marquez to the dystopian narratives of Margaret Atwood, even though she is Canadian, these writers have found a broad audience in the United States and helped blur cultural boundaries, shaping a truly global American literary landscape. In today's age, themes range from technology's impact on society to deep dives into racial, gender, and environmental issues. Writers like Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie and Jonathan Franzen reflect a world that is interconnected yet deeply divided. How do such narratives help us navigate the complexities of defining global citizenship? American literature has continuously evolved to mirror the societal changes of its time. From the early Puritan scribes to today's multifaceted voices, it invites us to challenge our perspectives, confront realities, and imagine futures. Have we perhaps underestimated the power literature holds in shaping societal values and igniting ethical discussions? I encourage you to ponder these questions and consider how these diverse literary voices contribute to the ongoing story of what it means to be American, and indeed what it means to be human in a constantly changing society. Before we wrap up today's episode, I'd like you to take a moment to reflect on a book or a poem that has profoundly impacted you. What perspective did it offer? How did it challenge your worldview? Literature has an uncanny ability to touch our lives in unforeseen ways, and sometimes revisiting those works can offer new insights. It's been a pleasure exploring the world of American writers with you on Wikipedia. Join me next time as we uncover more intriguing topics. And remember, whether in pages or pixels, the stories we tell shape the futures we build. Until next time, keep reading and questioning the world around you, because every story is the beginning of a dialogue. Thank you for joining me on this literary adventure, and may your own stories be as rich and diverse as those you encounter.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, American Writers. Thanks for listening. See you next time.